Hey listeners, welcome to episode number 35 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb Hardwick, and joining me as always are my brothers. Let's start with Noah. Hey Noah.
Hi.
And my younger brother Seth.
Hey, how's it going?
And we're live streaming on Facebook, so anybody out there in Facebook land, what's up to y'all? Hey, so we need to assign nicknames for this week. Are y'all ready for this?
No, but I guess I'll have to be.
All right, Noah, let's start with you. I need an adjective that starts with N. An adjective is a describing word. Adjective that starts with
N. There aren't any good adjectives that start with N. I've had this problem my whole life.
Just any of them.
Nice.
Nice. Okay. Now,
ooh, nice.
I'm going to do this one. I have a few different thoughts here. But anyway, your favorite foreign name?
Pablo?
Okay, your nickname this week is Nice Pablo. Noah Nice Pablo Hardwick. I kind of like that one, actually.
It doesn't really make a great nickname, to be
honest.
I don't
really know what it means, like why anybody would call you that, but hey, Nice Pablo, what's up, homie? Yeah, okay. Seth, you ready for this?
No.
Okay, I need an adjective that starts with S.
Describing word starts with an S.
Yes.
Man, there's so many good ones out there.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Stinky.
How about...
Snobbish.
Spectacular. Smelly. Super.
Smoky.
Smoky. Okay, then. This is going to be good. I need a word, any word that rhymes with Corey.
Dory.
Dory? Okay, you're Smoky Dory. I don't know what it means. Smoky Dory. I was thinking you could do glory or story, smoky story, glory. I don't know. Anyway, I that worked out pretty good. So we have Smoky Dory and Nice Pablo. And then my nickname, I don't know. Let's see. What do y'all think? I need y'all. Okay.
Okay. An adjective that starts with a C.
Y'all think of one.
Oh, I get to think of one?
Sure. Well, if I think of my own one, it kind of skews the results.
Kooky.
Kooky?
Kooky? Okay.
Okay.
And you have to have a word
Seth,
that...
Okay, I'll ask both of y'all. What's your favorite thing to put cheese on?
Chips.
Chips.
Chips. Kooky chip? Okay, I'll take that, whatever that means. So, hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode number 35. I am Kooky Chip Hardwick. So, I had a few thoughts about the number 35.
Go on.
Wait, are you going to start naming baseball players that have worn 35?
How did you know? Actually, I did write that down. I came up with a few interesting things about the number 35.
Oh, that's how many episodes we have.
It is. This is episode number 35. So I came up with a few things about episode number 35. You mentioned baseball, so I thought of a few things about baseball 35. Frank Thomas, big... Frank Thomas, y'all remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Surprisingly good at pitching on backyard baseball for no apparent reason.
It had to just been the programmers that made
it. It was like an inside joke on backyard baseball game. I mean, he was a designated hitter. He probably couldn't throw the ball over the plate if he tried, but for some reason, he was incredibly good at pitching on backyard
baseball.
Maybe
it's some sort of alternate universe where designated hitters are actually pitchers.
I don't know. He was number 35 most of his career. Matt Morris was number 35, the Cardinals pitcher. Y'all remember Matt Morris? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's the 35th anniversary of the Cardinals' 1982 World Series championship over the Milwaukee team.
Ooh.
Which is interesting because Milwaukee was in the American League at that time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do they still have that funny logo of the glove?
Probably, yeah. That's a great logo. And they still use it occasionally. I'll give you this one. Right now, there is a TV series that is in its 35th season. Want to guess which one?
If I had to guess, I would say The Simpsons.
No, it's only in like 28.
Season
or years?
Season. Yeah, it's actually not that old.
Yeah, okay. You're right about that. How about Cops?
Duck Dynasty?
No. I'll give you a hint. It's reality. Reality. Television programming.
Big Brother.
No, but you're on the right track.
Survivor?
Survivor is in its 35th season.
Wow, I did not realize 35. It had been that long.
Yeah, which is weird because it's only been on for like 20 years. So yeah, how did they fit that many seasons in that many years? I don't know. Yep, so you go. Next.
It's surviving, right?
Yeah.
That was for you, Corey.
30.
Hey, I guess I know what I'm going to wear next week to church. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's pun night.
Next Wednesday. Yes. Or tomorrow, depending on when this episode comes out. 35 is the atomic number of bromine. I don't know how to say it. Is that bad?
No.
Bromine. That sounds like another one of those like slang words you would use for like, you know, like, hey, what's up, homie? It's like, hey, what's up, bromine?
We should just use that as an abbreviation for that so that we don't have to type all those letters out. No, just whatever the abbreviation for bromine.
In the hood, they call it bromine. Bromine.
Oh, that reminds me. I read an interesting article about whether or not it was faster to say be right back or to say BRB.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So which is it?
They're both three-syllable words, so it's hard to get a real consensus. Some people say BRB is faster.
BRB.
Yeah, especially if you run it together like it's BRB.
BRB.
Yeah.
You ever notice that BRB rhymes with Orby?
No.
I've never heard anybody say BRB, though, so I'm thinking maybe that's a West Coast thing.
Barbie. I don't know. Be right back. The thing is like when you say back, you almost have to end it with a, you know, the.
Well, yeah, that back. Was actually why they said back. That.
It's two movements of the mouth, even yeah. though it's one mm-hmm. syllable.
That's what they said about BRB is that B is actually an easier letter to end on than back.
Be right back. Yeah. It's actually five movements of the mm-hmm. mouth as opposed to BRB, which is only three.
And that's why they decided that it probably is faster, and the people that say it are actually probably have a legitimate point about it being faster, yeah. although it still sounds kind of weird.
Where do you see this? Where's
on Lifehacker? I have no idea why. I was like, why are we arguing over whether or not it's... Is this a real article? But yeah, it was.
It sounds like the sort of thing that would... like divides the internet like
dress. Oh yeah, definitely.
It's the dress all over again.
I didn't really like BRB, but BRB actually has an interesting
ring. Yeah. I don't know. I like, well, okay. I guess that's fine. But anyway, bromine. I really don't know which way you say it. Any guess? I don't know.
We'll ask Google.
It's do you have any idea what bromine they use it for?
No.
It's most commonly used as a flame retardant.
Oh.
That it's added to stuff to keep it from being flammable.
Interesting.
Yeah. Apparently, there wasn't that much interesting about bromine. That was about all I could find. Okay, last thing on our thing about 35. Anybody want to guess? There's not that many things about 35 that are interesting. But there's one really kind of notable one. Thank your history and politics.
35th
That's how
president.
Old you have to be doing president.
That's right. There you go. It's the age you
Who
have
was
to be.
The 35th president?
I don't know. Look it up. While Seth's looking that up. Yeah, so you have to be 35 to be president. That's kind of the most notable thing about 35. There's a bunch of mathematical stuff. It's like the largest number you can count to using your fingers and base 6 or something like that, which is kind of weird.
I have the
but
answer.
Anyway. Seth, 35th president was?
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, there you go.
We actually probably should have known that.
No, I didn't. Yeah, but I mean, it's not that many presidents ago. So yeah, maybe we could have counted backwards and figured it out. But 35 to be president. Any idea why? I had to look it up.
I'm going to say that was middle-aged.
Because it's 7 times 5. So
why would that matter?
It's I don't know.
Okay, let's be honest. The answer is it probably has something to do with like the stonemasons or the Illuminati or something.
Right.
But
right.
The idea I think originally was that it had to be an age. I mean, there really was no exact date reason. It was just kind of arbitrary, from what I could tell. But I think the idea was that it would help prevent families from passing it down to the presidency from one family to the next, or you know, from generation to generation. If you have to be at least 35, and assuming most people back then their ages weren't as long, then you couldn't be president, and then immediately probably have your son to be president. Like, if it has to be at least 35, that was the idea. Now, I also saw another thing, which was another early constitutional thinker. I can't remember which one, but anyway, he basically said. This should be 35 because by then you'd know whether or not somebody's an idiot or a tyrant.
And that apparently has worked out real well for us.
And then we... Never mind, I'm not going to go there. But you get the idea. You get the idea. But also I noticed that a lot of the people who were writing the Constitution and stuff were about 35 at that time. So it's kind of like, younger than us
shouldn't be president. We know that white males that are around 35 are the ones that have the most important opinion in America. So
it's kind of like the cap of millennials. It's like, if you were like today, anybody who's a millennial shouldn't be president. So they just kind of like capped it off at 35. I mean, that's kind of the idea. Right. Yeah. So, Noah,
I'm running for president in 2028.
Yeah.
I'm running in 15 years from now, plus whatever the next election day is.
It'd be 2016, 15, it'd be 2032. No, there may not be one in 2032. Yeah, there would be. Yeah.
Yeah, because that'd be 4 years after.
Because that'd be that'd be a U.S. Winter Olympics.
I think 2032 would be your.
Because we elect presidents during the Winter Olympics.
So y'all keep that in mind. Don't get your votes just in yet, and we'll get you fixed up.
So wait, does that mean that after the year after I get kicked out of being president, Seth gets to be president?
Could be. Could be.
So much for your 35 rule, keeping families out of the business.
Wait, how does that work? Because you're 7 years older than
Seth. I can't. I would actually be old enough in 2035.
But it's another 3 years. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Sorry, Caleb, you don't get a chance.
So that was everything I had to say about the number 35.
How old do you have to be to be vice president?
35.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have to be 30 to be a senator.
You can be Seth's vice president then.
Yeah.
Actually, you could probably you're 4 years younger than me. You couldn't be my vice president, sorry.
No, sorry. But anyway, that's the that's all I had to say about the number 35. Hope y'all enjoyed that.
35.
Cool. So, hey, anyway, what's up with y'all? Anything new? Anything interesting? What's the most exciting thing that even happened to y'all?
I got a chair.
Yeah,
I got a chair
and a new computer.
The mailman brought you a chair.
Yeah, was it the mailman? I thought it was the FedEx.
It was the FedEx guy.
It was the FedEx guy. The FedEx guy brought you a chair.
Yeah, and I've been having lots of discussions online about
profanity
and Christian music.
We talked about all that once.
Yeah.
Well, not exactly. We talked about punctuation that looks like profanity. That's a little different. Yeah, so you got a chair, and you've been talking about profanity and music.
Yep, that's pretty much summarizes my week.
What do you think about profanity in podcasts?
I think it's kind of annoying, to be honest.
It doesn't seem like, well.
Thankfully, we don't say any of those, insert bleep here, words.
Yeah.
On this show.
Well, we have had to bleep a couple of times, but.
Well, those were guests, weren't they?
Yeah.
They didn't know better.
Yeah, and usually it's not because they said profanity. It was just because they said something we couldn't say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you got a chair and you've been thinking about profanity. Okay, Seth, what have you been thinking about?
You remember how I renovated the Lego room?
I remember that. I helped.
Yeah. You did most of the work.
I did most of the work, yeah.
Slightly true. Not entirely, but slightly. Mostly. I went and I cleaned out the side room there and actually swept it and cleaned it out and put a shelving unit in there, sort of.
What do you mean you put a shelving unit in there?
Those little plastic shelving things you like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You just like screwed them to the wall?
No. It just stands up.
Oh. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You need a light in there.
Yeah, I do need a light in there, but I'm not an electrician.
It's basically the crawl space.
Yeah, it's the crawl space under the eave of the house.
That I built a door for?
Well, you built the door for, but there's already a hole there.
Yeah, well, I didn't make the hole, no, but yeah. Anyway, so you did that today or what?
Actually, I did that yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm storing all my old Lego boxes and future cell boxes and stuff.
Well, that helps.
Other random things that I need to kind of move out of the room.
Yeah, that helps make some space anyway. We need to make some more space. let's see, what else has been going on? Noah, you went and saw Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think of that?
Well, it's the best of the DC movies so far.
Oh, yeah?
Except for Lego Batman.
Okay, I meant DC universe.
What
movies.
What about the Dark Knight stuff? Does that not count?
No, it's not in the same universe.
It's not the same universe?
No, because Batman's totally different in this universe.
It's a different Batman.
Yeah. No, I would say it's the best in this little franchise of DC movies.
Okay, but so like we have...
there wasn't a whole lot of competition.
We have Batman vs. Superman and...
Man of Steel and Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah, those were all pretty bad.
Yeah, they were all pretty bad. So the competition was not real stiff.
So is this a good movie or is it only good in comparison to the other DC films?
It wasn't a terrible movie like the other ones. I don't know that I would go so far as to say it was a good movie. I think they did a lot of things right in the movie, but there were just a lot of little things about it that just felt like it didn't make it a great movie. The villains were kind of weak and kind of campy and just hard to take serious. The intro and setup for the movie were really well done and good, but at the same time, it moves kind of slow getting into the introduction, even though I like the way they went about it. And it's an okay movie.
It's an okay movie with some flaws.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which was better, Wonder Woman or...
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy was a much more fun movie.
More fun?
Yeah.
Was Wonder Woman, did it try to be funny? Or did
it
take itself pretty serious?
It tried to be funny at times, and that's probably, I think, what helped set it apart from the other ones, because there was really not a lot of humor in the other movies, and there was a little bit of humor in this one, particularly between her and, what's the guy's name, Steve Travers? Is that right?
Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
Steve
whatever.
Bannon.
Whatever
Steve
the
Bannon
guy
would be
is
better.
That kind of played into the humor aspect of it. And then you just take, you know, the Amazon girl and put her in the modern world. And, you know, it's like Captain America coming to today type thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Noah's review of
Wonder
Woman.
Or you can just watch the original Captain America and it's very similar and a lot better.
Segway.
I have a question for our audience.
Okay.
If you had 216 rolls of packing tape, what would you do with them?
216 rolls of packing tape.
Oh, wait, are we supposed to answer this?
I don't know.
Okay. And what? If I had that much packing tape, I'd make a...
packing tape. So like the clear stuff or not the masking packing
no.
tape.
Okay, it's okay. Clear. Okay.
That helps.
I'd make a giant bubble and I'd roll in it like a hamster.
Okay. I don't know if 200 is enough, but
only 200? Can I make like a clear boat, like a duct tape boat, but
I don't know.
It's clear
maybe.
So you can see down underwater.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. But
that'd be cool.
Is this stuff firm enough, you know?
I don't think that this stuff would hold up real well in water. I think that the stickiness would wear off too quick.
Is this a hypothetical scenario or for some reason do you have 213?
It's not a hypothetical scenario, no. I asked for 6 rolls of packing tape and I got 6 cases.
Oh.
So I have a lot of packing tape.
I thought that seemed like really expensive packing tape, but you know, who am I to question the prices of stuff we order?
I don't know. 600 or why did we spend $500 on packing tape? But
6 rolls of packing tape, $500. It's roughly 80
it's really
bucks,
nice packing tape. It's not really nice packing tape. It's really cheap.
$75 bucks a roll, but whatever. Whatever works for you.
I don't
you.
Know if we need to edit that out or not, but
no, we're probably good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the boss isn't gonna watch.
I don't
this.
Know. I'm just thinking, what can I do with this? You know, I mean, I could tape all the light switches down. I could tape somebody's door up so that it looks.
You know,
clear
what you should do is you should do like
it.
A prank and you should like
yes.
put tape across
the doorway. Yeah,
and then people walk into it.
Don't do it like just the bottom half of them.
Actually,
crap.
That would probably work better with the shrink wrap in the warehouse than it would the tape because it's more transparent.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But you could use the tape to hold it up, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, yeah. We'll need a GoPro to film it.
And And then, of course, once you do it once, you don't even have to like keep doing it. Because then everybody will be like, you know, trying to make sure there's no tape there before they walk through the door. And you only have to do it once.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about our work right now is that our door has always, when it's wet outside, the door swells, so the door doesn't close all the way. So you can just push it open and walk out. But now that it's getting dry in summer, the door closes. So people just walk right into the door thinking they can push it open.
Yeah, there you go.
Not that I've done that.
Yeah. Well, okay. If you have any ideas for what Noah should do with all his newly found clear packing tape, leave us a comment on our Facebook page.
And don't be the person that says use it to pack packages.
Yeah, we see you. And or go to our website, hardwickpodcast.com, and leave us a comment.
Has anybody ever done that?
I don't know. If you've ever been to our website.
A comment on our website?
Yes. Kara.
Okay. We got a comment from Captain Cheesecake.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Shout out to Captain Cheesecake. He sent me a message on YouTube and said, hey, this is pretty much his exact quote. I'm only paraphrasing just a little. He said, hey, I listened to an episode of your podcast and I don't know why.
Who is Captain Cheesecake? That sounds like one of our nicknames.
Yeah, it does. Captain Cheesecake has a very small little YouTube channel. I mean, he's got more followers than we do. But anyway, I think found us through Cecilia Bedelia and the Blimey Cow. Anyway, but I thought that was funny. He's like, hey, I listened to your podcast and I don't know why. We don't know either, man. But hey, you know what? We appreciate that. So shout out to him. Go check out Captain Cheesecake YouTube channel. Whatever. That was like a month ago, so it's kind of a little late. But anyway, whatever works.
Have him on the podcast.
Yeah. Maybe we will. Who knows? I don't really know him.
There's an empty chair for whoever wants to.
Yeah, hey, if you want to be on our podcast, this is a great time to announce that we're taking casting calls.
Auditions,
whatever. Actually, pretty much if you just say you want to be on, we'll let you on. It's pretty much that simple. If you don't want to be on, well,
you're doing a good job.
So far, so good. So if you want to be on the podcast, just go to our website. If you've ever been to our website, go to our website and tell us. if you've ever been to our Facebook page, go to the website and tell us. If you've ever been to the Facebook page, if you've never been to the website, go to the Facebook page and tell us.
No, if you've ever been to the Facebook page, go to the website and tell us. If you've ever been to the website, go to the Twitter page and tell us. And if you've ever been to the Twitter page, send us an email.
And if you don't go to any of those, check out our YouTube page, which has, what?
Eight episodes.
Eight episodes. The first eight episodes of this podcast are on YouTube. So go check that out. And in the meantime, here's a quick word from this week's sponsor.
The greatest talent show in America returns this summer.
Okay, state your name and why you're here.
And dreams will come true.
My name is Dave.
Beggy.
Floyd.
And I want to be on.
And I want to be on.
I want to be on Hardwick Sound.
Thousands will audition, even though the producers have pretty much already decided who will win. And a guest star will be born.
Okay, what's your talent?
Mouse whistling.
Extreme shoe tying.
Human popsicle.
Two words. Hipster catapult.
This is the most dangerous thing we have ever seen.
Hosted by Knights Pablo and Smokey Dory.
We expect greatness.
America, this is your moment. Hardwick's got guests.
All right, so for this segment of the show, we want to welcome back in Ms. Carla.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ms. Carla. Okay, so as you may or may not know, this past week was the biggest sporting event of the year.
It was?
Was it soccer?
No. Well, yeah, probably. But in NBA finals and all that. But that's not what I'm talking about. The biggest sporting event of the last week actually was the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Oh, yeah.
Sporting event.
For a homeschooler, that's a big sporting event.
Who won? I don't know. Some sixth grade girl. I don't know exactly. But anyway, in light of that, the national spirit of spelling.
Oh no,
this is not a good show.
I thought we should have ourselves a little spelling bee. What do y'all think about that?
Are they going to be easy words?
No. So I have this app on my phone, as you can tell. And we're going to take a little spelling bee, and we're going to see who is the best speller in the family. So the way this app works,
I'm just gonna throw this out there. I think it's Ms. Carla.
I think you're probably right. The way the app works is it will give us a sound. It'll give us the word in audio, and then we will have to try to spell it. I won't be able to see it. Okay.
Okay. Let's try.
All right. So here's how this works. Here is the first word.
Abstemious.
Abstemious.
What is the meaning of that word?
Abstaining from indulgence, especially where food and drink are concerned.
I'm going to start with an A.
I'm going to go with a B. S T
E M
I O U S.
Yes.
And then we got it. Good job. So we learned how to spell a new word here. All right.
Abstemious.
Next.
Gouge.
Gouge?
Gouge.
Like you poke something?
G-O-U-G-E.
G-O-U-G-E.
I'll go with that.
And that is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're better spellers than
these
we thought.
These Hardwicks, we're good spellers.
It's like I'm the B master over here. All right. All right, next word.
Premeditation.
P-R-E.
Yeah.
M-E-D.
I-T.
A-T-I-O-N.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, hey, we're not that bad at this.
I mean,
I don't think we're going to win the National Spelling Bee.
No.
They don't let four people talk about it.
We do pretty good when we work together. So what happens when we work alone?
Okay. On the spot, one at a time.
All right.
Who's going first?
Who wants to go first?
I have a question, Nick. Can I ask?
Okay.
Do you think that the Egyptians had spelling bees?
Why?
No, they had spelling sphinx.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand this discussion at all.
I'm just picturing them with hieroglyphics trying to figure out how to spell it.
It would take a long time.
All right, Seth.
Egyptians didn't have bees. They had, you know, sphinx.
All right, Seth, here's your word.
Spelling sphinx?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Your word is...
Downtrodden.
That's not so hard. You can do this.
Okay.
I'll type it in as you see.
D-O-W-N-T-R-O-D-E-N. Or wait, is it an E-N? Let's go with it.
Okay.
It has two D's.
Yeah, Mom is right. It has two D's in it. Okay, here is your word, Noah.
Tourism.
I don't know what that word is. Is there a southern pronunciation?
Tourism.
Tourism.
Oh, there we go.
That's a business of providing services for people on vacation.
Terrorism.
Terrorism?
Tourism.
T-O-U-R-I-S-M.
That is correct.
That's not fair.
I even know that word.
I think you've got the southern bias. So
Tar.
He couldn't have spelled it. He couldn't have spelled it.
I can't pronounce it.
He could not have spelt it. He could not have spelt it.
I can spell it, but I can't pronounce it.
All right. Mama, here's your word.
Filigree.
That's not fair.
Delicate ornamental designs made with gold or silver wire.
Say it again.
Filigree.
Okay.
Filigree. Well,
P-H-I-L-L-I-G-R-E. It's probably wrong.
The correct is F-I-L-I-G-R-E-E.
Okay. It's not a P-H. It starts with an F. I've never seen
it. Filigree. F-I-L-I-G-R-E-E. You're actually not that far off with the, except for the P-H.
Yeah, it's for the F.
Guess what? It's your turn.
Okay.
Astound.
Shoot, that means I'm going to get the bad one again.
A-S-T-O-U-N-D. Ding, ding. I get it. All right. I don't know how many more of these there are. Okay, here we go. Seth?
Recrudescent.
Reappearing after a dormant period. Recurrent.
Recrudescent.
Recrudescent.
R-E-C-R-E-W.
Wait, R-E-C-R-E-W.
D-E-S-E-N-T. I don't know.
That's right in the spelling, but you're supposed to go ding, because that's very polite.
informal. Oh, it's not crew, it's crude.
Recrudescent. Recrudescent.
It's R-E-C-R-U-D-E-S-C-E-N-T.
Oh. Yeah. All right. It's probably like one or two more of these. Here we go.
Propitious.
Noah, spell propitious. Propitious.
P-R-O.
Okay, that's pro.
P-I.
Uh-huh.
T-I-O-U-S.
Hey, you got it. Ding, 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 ding.
Yay,
no. No, wait, I forgot. Dings are bad in spelling.
What does it mean?
You know, I don't remember. I forgot to look. Propitious, Seth. How do you spell? What is
spell it for me again?
Noah, spell
it again. P-R-O. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Okay.
P-I-T-I-O-U-S.
Giving or indicating a good chance of success.
Propitious.
Propitious. Propitious.
Propitious.
I think you inserted an extra pitch.
Propitious. Propitish. Propitious.
I don't know. Propitious.
I forget.
I think we failed the spelling bee.
Hey, I got both of mine right.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, so maybe the Hardwicks aren't the best spellers in the world, but I think we did pretty good. I think we did all right.
That's why we have spelling check.
Better yet, that's why we have Google auto suggestions.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I guess it is spelling check, basically, but same thing. I pretty much Google taught me how to spell.
That's when we have auto emoji.
Microsoft Word pretty much taught me how to spell. And those little those red underlines taught me how to spell.
Have you noticed that on your phones? If you start typing in a word that it has an emoji for, the emoji pops up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
It's kind of annoying because I always accidentally hit it. And then I got to erase it and start my word over.
Well, guys, it's time to head into our final segment of the show. We call Sound Advice, a segment of the show in which we give you, the listeners, some real life advice. So, does anybody have any advice whatsoever for our listeners this week?
I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you should have a really old bag of M&Ms.
Okay.
That's like not gonna... from the 70s.
Have I been eating?
You know, like really old, you should probably not eat the red M&Ms because they might cause cancer.
Wow. And if you don't understand what she's talking about, look it up on the internet. Okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's important to know for people that hoard M&Ms.
That's right. The people who collect retro antique M&Ms. Okay. Any other sound advice this week from anybody else?
You know, I don't remember what it was now, but when I was driving little Jared around.
Oh, yeah.
He was giving me some great driving advice.
Oh, really?
But I don't remember what it was.
Jared knows how to drive?
Yeah, it was like, you know, don't drive too fast. And
Jared, who's like 8?
No, I think he's in first grade. So.
Oh.
He's like 6.
I don't know
6.
Who we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, if anybody wants to know what that advice was, go find little Jared and ask him. I'm sure he'd be glad to tell you.
Yeah, you know, don't follow too closely. Don't stop too fast. Yeah, driving advice.
Good. That's awesome. Noah, do you have any advice this week?
I think I did, but I've forgotten it. So I guess my advice is don't forget your advice.
Can I give Noah some advice?
Okay.
Noah? When you order tape, make sure that you order it by the roll, not by the case.
Oh, yeah. That's actually good advice. When you see that your tape is costing roughly 75 bucks a roll, maybe you should kind of start to wonder what's going on there and investigate a little bit. So, yeah, that's your advice.
Tape makes good Christmas presents.
Do you have any advice for me?
For you?
Yeah.
No, you've done everything perfectly today.
Oh, good. My advice is...
Okay, I have advice.
Oh, okay.
If you have a computer, put a solid-state drive in it. It'll make it faster.
That's true.
If it doesn't already have a solid-state drive in it, that is.
Okay, then.
My advice is, if you've already missed the sign-ups for Helena this year, which you already have,
go
ahead and sign up now for next year.
Wow, that's good advice too. There's some great advice tonight.
Yep.
Really is.
I can't think of anything. Anytime now, Caleb.
Seth will appreciate this one. Absolutely always bring an extra pair of socks. Everywhere.
Hey, we did that like a couple of weeks ago.
Did we?
Yeah, that was my advice.
Was it?
Yeah.
That one is worth repeating.
I mean, I'm just, maybe that's why I've been doing it, and I have been. I've been taking a extra pair of socks everywhere, and it has been a lifesaver.
And remember, wear your glasses while you're on the computer.
And wear a life jacket.
But not while you're on the computer.
You don't have to wear a life jacket while you're on the computer. That's okay. No, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay, then. Hey, we should really
go back and listen to that, find out what he said.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. This has been episode number 35. Just want to leave you with this final thought. You can say it with me. Remember to stay safe and don't be stupid.
But we didn't say our goodbyes yet.
Oh. Well, we can say goodbyes now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Kirby.
Farewell.
All right. See you later, everybody. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.
And now a moment of silence for all the socks who lost their mates.